Seems like the cattle and feed report has been a pretty important report to be watching as far as the cattle markets are concerned, because of the tight supplies and because of watching the economy. I mean, the cattle markets continue to trade up at sharply higher levels, and right now we're continuing to see this market try to find its way. And right now, looking at the cattle and feed report is going to give the market some pretty good direction, as it'll either give us a hint of whether or not we're seeing more cattle coming in from Mexico or Canada, or whether or not we continue to see the tight supplies, and whether or not if we're starting to look at heifer retention. The average trade estimates for the April cattle and feed report, which will be released on Thursday at 2 o'clock, shows the on-feed number at 98% of a year ago. That means we're about 2% less. That's somewhat viable as far as the marketplace is concerned. Placements are estimated at 104%. That seems a little high, especially since we've not been seeing that many cattle come in from Mexico, and because of the tight supplies we continue to have in the U.S. Marketing is expected to come in at 101% of a year ago. Now, to back up the placement numbers, we have seen the number of cattle moving through sales barns has increased. When you look at the feeder cattle sales for March, they were up 5% from the previous year. And then when you look at the over 600-pound category, they were up 10%. So we continue to see some pretty good movement as far as the cattle are concerned. It also tells us that we're not looking at herd expansion right now, as it's likely the heifers continue to also be placed in the feedlots because of the good returns that producers are seeing. Overall, if these numbers came into play, they might be just a little bit negative to the cattle markets.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.